Are they all tangled up now?
This looks okay.
Yep, that's fine. Great. Do you want me to plug you in?
All right. Well, it's not liking how sick my felt. Computer adjusting. Oh.
Oops, you don't have here. What's happening?
Ah.
It goes to the side, so now that's background. And then that should be good. I think it has three settings. Maybe it was. It's on both if you do it. Twice takes it off your screen. Three times back on the screen. Okay. Anyway.
So.
Okay. Looks good. Alright, everything looks good, so I'll let you take it away.
You ready back there? Okay. Welcome everyone. This is the kickoff meeting for the day. We're the new group to create a new remote control for Real Reaction. As you can see, our agenda is to open up the meeting, become acquainted with each other, have a little training on tools, create a plan, discuss things, and we only have 25 minutes total. Okay, the new remote control is to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. That, Steph, is your part, is the user-friendliness, the originality. It's going to take all of us. The trendiness, we'll probably get for some marketing research information from you, Sarah. And we'll get on with it. Okay, so we'll have a functional design, individual work, both meeting and then conceptual design and then detailed design. Okay? Right. Everybody's supposed to try out the whiteboard. Kate, why don't you try it first? If you can either bring your things with you, I guess. And while you're doing that, we'll try and figure out how to put these things on as well. We're all going to have to be able to walk around.
Right, so you want an animal and the characteristics of that animal. You have to be able to recognize what animal it is.
I don't think so. I think it's just to try out the whiteboard.
Characteristics of the cat whiskers, I think, because they're the easiest to pull.
Ah.
Give us more.
Okay.
Tail.
Fantastic. Since you're handy as well, why don't you do yours next? To get us used to using the pen.
Yes.
Should we go to this artistic?
No.
It's a mouse.
A mousey?
It's not a mousey, no.
It's a wombat.
Rat. Not a mouse, a rat.
So yeah, we're going with a pylon sign.
And your favorite characteristics of that animal?
They're intelligent and cheeky and fantastic pets.
Oh.
Very friendly.
Okay.
And
there
they
you
sit
go.
On your shoulder and whisper the answers to your homework in your ear when you're doing your homework.
Oh, a fish.
Sorry.
Gosh, why didn't I think of fish? It's even easier to draw than cat.
This is very representational.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I
favorite
like
characteristics?
They're sleek and they have a lot of freedom, but they also do strong groups.
Okay. So
you
have team elements.
Way out, and the cat's looking the other way. He's hiding. Cats are sometimes very independent. My parents had cats, and they can decide for themselves what is best.
Okay. Now, we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of how to make this, and this remote control has to be sold. We're to sell it for 25 euros with a profit aim ultimately of 50 million euros. That tells you something about how many we have to sell on an international scale. Would be an awful lot of these, would be like, what, 100 million of them, to make 25 euros on each one and to make a total profit of 50 million. The production is to only cost 12.5 euros per item. Now, if it costs 12.5, you're selling it for 25, you're making 12.5 euros each. And we're to make a profit of 50 million. That's can you do the math and how many are we selling?
I was just wondering if that's the if 50% is normal
markup.
Yeah, and I would think it would be like 60%. But
okay.
I have two thoughts. 50%. And your question is how many do we have to sell?
Yes, because our market is international, and your problem is has to do with marketing. Of you know, you got to know how many we're going to be selling to know how big a market you have to target,
mm-hmm.
and who is that.
Yeah, that's
to give you a pretty good idea of where you're looking.
So that's 4 million, I think.
Something like that. Okay. That's 50 million euros. You would make 50 million euros and you're only getting 12.5 each.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of selling. To be 50, it'd be 4 million. You have to sell 4 million. Okay? Right. Experience with a remote control. Any of you use a remote control for television or DVD or something?
But
you're both nodding,
sort
all
of
three.
About,
well, I've seen some remote controls that are for more than one device at a time, but I also have heard about them not working well or not well coordinated, and you wind up working with this one for this three, and then this
It
one over
is
here
true
for
that you're
another.
always sitting around, you're sitting on your sofa and you want to change something that's five different remotes, and one for the TV, one for video, and one for cable, and one for
And they
whatever
don't
else.
always
But
talk to each other.
I presume this is just for television.
Don't know. Okay. Are there any ideas for the remote? What would it be for, and what group would it be for? We have to think about that one.
We could make a Hello Kitty themed remote.
I think one with bright colors would be good.
Yeah. We
I
could
think one
totally
with
go
orcs
for
would be
the
good.
Japanimation. Well, I mean, there's also the cachet that Japanese make great products. Electrical, their industrial design is very good.
Think one that doesn't have lots of superfluous functions. Like, I've got one at home that has, well, apart from the obvious channels, channel up, channel down, volume, you know, subtitles, mute. There's a lot of buttons that I've got no idea what
Well, that's a really good point because I
they
think
do.
one of the things that, being somewhat computer literate, we tend to go to menus and then make choices, you know. So if it's like a volume button, you know, you can go in and say mute or volume. We don't need to have like the numbers if we also have a channel up, channel down. We can make it smart like an iPod, make everything menus.
Yeah. I know this sounds like it was very quick, but I think that's the industrial design is the first one, that's Kate, for the working design. And user, that's you, Steph, for the technical functions design and for marketing the user requirement specification. I think there's going to be a lot of, we have to help each other and work through this as a group. And I think we all, you know, we like our kitty cat and our rat and our fish, but I think we all have to like each other to get this done. As it says, we're going to get individual instructions, but I don't think they allowed a lot of extra time, so I think a little bit of less at this and more at do will set us in good stead. Do you all agree? All right. Then I don't see any reason to prolong it, and we should finish this meeting right now and go into other things. All right. So this is the end of the first meeting. Thank you all.